CrossFit Bearden podcast starting in 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Here we go. Time for a podcast. CrossFit Bearden podcast number 734.
Beautiful.
We're cranking them out now.
We are cranking them out.
Cranking them out.
Wow, we got another one coming up. Not sure which will be released first, but. Another one coming up pretty soon, which I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. This one, what are we talking about?
Not excited about this one at
all. This one, go ahead and just stop listening now. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
That was a good podcast. We're cranking these out, like I said. That was it. It was good.
What are we talking about today?
I want to talk a little kind of big picture, little picture. We're kind of talking about this, and with the CrossFit Regionals going on right now, there's a lot of good content been put out there by a lot of different people, but kind of big picture, little picture, talking about, you know, how do we make the small changes that make the big difference, and then what are the big changes that can make the big differences also. So
I'm all about the small changes that can make the biggest difference.
Yeah, the subtle nuances.
Yeah, so is that a small picture? Is that a little picture?
It's kind of... They both go kind of hand in hand, in my opinion, right? Because, like, small changes, being willing to make the small changes make up the big picture. I can think about it as like a puzzle piece, right? So you've got, you've got your nutrition, you've got your, you know, coming in the gym every day or 4 days a week, 3-4 days a week. You've got your sleep, you've got your recovery, your mobility, things like that, right? So if you have all of those, but you're not doing one of them, so you're busting your butt in the gym, you're getting a good amount of sleep, and you're spending a lot of time, you know, a good amount of time doing mobility afterwards, but you're not focusing on your nutrition, then it's basically like putting a puzzle together, and then by the end of the puzzle, you've got like 100 missing pieces.
Yeah.
Right?
Gotcha.
You can never finish the puzzle until you got it all together.
So all the little pieces work together to make the big piece.
With that being said, like, the kind of bigger picture, and we were just talking about this before we came on here, we're talking about that 1% compared to that 1%, improving the 1%, so, you know, reducing the weight on your snatch to improve technique by 1% is going to, in turn, increase your snatch over a longer period of time. Not today, but 6 months from now. On the flip side of that, the 10% that we're looking at is just pure hard work, right? It's just coming in the gym and busting your butt every single day and being willing to, I'm not going to say hurt, because I think hurt is the wrong word, be very uncomfortable, make yourself uncomfortable.
Gotcha.
in the gym, and making those difficult decisions from a nutrition standpoint, and hey, I got to get, you know, however much sleep tonight, I'm tired, so I'm going to not watch this show tonight, and I'm going to go to bed, right? Big picture, you know, making those choices.
And say, put your priorities in check,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and we're definitely not saying, like, you know, everything has to rotate around the gym, like, I need to get 8 hours of sleep tonight so I can perform in the gym. Like, we understand everybody's got a million other things going on, and a million other things are important, but, you know, any of these things that we're talking about, fitness, nutrition, sleep, you know, making sure we stay moving throughout the day, mobilizing, flexibility, are going to make a difference to your day, not just your performance.
It'll help in every aspect.
Yeah.
So as far as would you rather us do a bunch of little things or just do all of them? Do little things better or do all of them a little bit better, I guess?
I think it depends where you're at. I think if you know, maybe you're just starting out, or maybe you've been doing this a while and, you know, you've not looked at your nutrition or your sleep, or, you know, you've not been mobilizing before or after class or throughout the day. Like, to look at that and try and fix every single piece is a very daunting thing, right? Like,
sounds massive.
Yeah, like, or going from 3 classes to 4 classes, or scheduling when you're going to take your rest day, whatever it may be. You know, I would say if you're in that situation, just start making little changes. We always get, you know, I'm the worst for it. I look at the big picture and it freaks me out, right? Like, oh my God, I've got this to do and this to do, and then everything spirals out of control. Like, you know, now I've got a million things to think about and I've got to get them all done today, you know? Rather than thinking like that, taking it one step at a time. Like, what is the most important thing that I need to fix? Okay, I need to really hone in on my nutrition, right? So that is a first step, you know, and from a CrossFit perspective, that is the base, right? We've talked about that in previous podcasts. Nutrition is the base of the pyramid. Like, without a solid base of nutrition, everything else is going to suffer. But if your nutrition is on point, but maybe you don't get enough sleep, that is where you need to look.
It's going to be different for everybody.
It's going to be different for everybody. And then big picture, I mean, we can all work on improving that. Those 10%, right? Those just work hard, right? Everybody can do that.
Just in general? Just give it your all?
Yeah. Just, you know, not overwork, not... That doesn't mean you have to stay at work an extra 3 hours a day. That doesn't mean you have to be in the gym an extra 3 hours a day. But in that hour a day that you are at the gym, that means that you are busting your butt, you know, from the warm-up to the end of class, like from getting on the bike for 3 minutes, you know, not saying that you have to go all out in the warm-up, but being prepared, like, okay, this is going to prepare me for the next step. And then when class is finished, all right, now I'm going to do some mobility, and I'm really going to focus on it. Not like I'm going to lay on the floor here and make it look like I'm stretching, right? Like, everything is going to be hard work today.
So that aspect, the big picture, 10% more, just working harder for everything,
mm-hmm.
that aspect could trickle down into like everything, all the little pictures.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's no, you know, I read a lot of books, and I know you do too, and follow a lot of people, you know, like Tim Ferriss and people like that. And for every rule, there is an exception,
mm-hmm.
right? For every book that you read that tells you this is the way I was successful, this is what happened to me, and there are a lot of similarities between successful people, but the one major similarity is that everybody works hard, right? Nobody gets handed anything to be successful.
So for us in CrossFit,
mm-hmm.
what are some, I know you said, you know, whatever you do from beginning to end, just go 100% be here, you know, full on.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other examples? What's some ways to, as far as goofing around in class?
Yeah, I mean, no, we definitely want it to be fun, you know, and there's something that we strive for, to make it a fun environment, you know. We try to find ways to where we put our point across, like, you know, from the stimulus of the workout to the WOD prep to going through the warm-up, like, we put all those things in there because they add value. They are worthwhile. We still want it to be fun.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that...
it can be fun and hard at the same
time. It can be fun and hard work at the same time, yeah. And then, you know, like...
So,
listening to the stimulus is a big thing for me, like understanding the stimulus of the workout, because we're saying work hard, that doesn't mean that at the start of every workout you are gonna just go flat out, right? Like Murph on Monday, you're not gonna PR your mile time on the first mile,
right?
That is not what we're saying. Like, that is not,
hopefully not,
right? That is not hard work. That is just, you know, not understanding the stimulus of a workout and giving everything on the first part. It's not going to relate well to the overall workout.
Mm-hmm.
So
would you, to pay attention to the stimulus, would you, like, without phrasing this the wrong way, would you rather, if you come 4 days a week, switch it up to do 5 days a week, or hit those 4 days at 100%, at full, that 10% more,
yeah.
Those 4 days?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Or would you rather that 1% and add the 5?
I would say if you're going from 4 to 5 days, first of all, listen, you got to listen to your body, right? You can't be like, man, I'm feeling so beat down, it's Friday, but I'm still going to go to class. You know, you can come in and do something, you can even move through the workout, you know what I mean? Like, come in and tell us, be like, look, I'm feeling beat down, I feel the need to move, but, hey, like, you know, same when people have, you know, tweaks or injuries, like, we can still give you the stimulus of the workout, we're just going to remove the areas that are challenging for you right now.
Yeah.
That being said, you know, with working and resting, you know, listening to your body, there's a great programming video by Dave Castro who says he does the 3 days on, 1 day off. Okay, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday's rest day. And he goes as hard as he can on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to where he not physically couldn't do anything, but is in desperate need of a rest day, you know.
Who's this? Dave Castro?
Dave Castro, yeah. So, you know, he follows kind of the CrossFit methodology of 3 days on, 1 day off.
So what is that? That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Rest Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then you would rest Monday,
then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So there's kind of that approach. You know, you could do 2 days on, 1 day off, whatever it really, you know, whatever really works for you. But going, if you decide like, hey, these are my rest days, like Thursday is my rest day, you know, and obviously we want to see people in the gym on Thursdays. Maybe some people.
When everybody's Tuesdays, like work schedules and life is going to be different. So
right.
That would.
Right. But whatever days you are in the gym, just, going hard, going at it, you know. And if there's a 20-minute MRAP, that looks a lot different from the 500-meter row that we did on Tuesday, right? But going hard and pushing that, you know, with the intended stimulus in mind, you know, just getting after it.
So what sparked all this? All this, you know, if you're going to do it, do it. Is that just from seeing all the regionals, people just killing it this year? Like,
I think it's a little bit of everything. It's always inspiring to see the regionals. That being said,
such good athletes, man. They're just phenomenal.
They are.
And they get better every year.
Yeah. And there's a lot of stuff that you can take away from that, you know, not from the purely competitive side. But I think one of the really cool things is something that Greg Glassman said to the doctors at the level one that they're running for their, you know, health care field. And it's basically for every games athlete, for every gym that has a games athlete, there are 100 of the gyms that have saved someone's life. You know, or there are 100 of the athletes whose lives have been saved through CrossFit, through changing nutrition, through working out, through whatever. So you have these 50 men and 50 women. For every one of those, you probably have at least 100 athletes.
So this is beyond the whole regionals competitive side of everything. This is just, I mean, as far as, even if you're not in here to be competitive, you're just here to be better at being human.
Oh, for sure, because that's way more impressive than anything else, right? Like, as incredible as it is, take Matt Frazier, right? 2-time games champion. As incredible as it is, what he can do, and the fact that he can train 6 hours a day and you know, push the limits of human potential, it is equally, if not more impressive, that you can have a, you know, I don't want to use any particular example, but a mom of 2, 3, whatever it may be, who has been sedentary for 15 years, come in here, work out for 6 months, and get a first pull-up.
It's awesome.
Like, that is way more impressive to me than Matt Frazier snatching 300 pounds, because that is his job. That is what he's supposed to be good at. He trains every single day to do that. And as exceptional as it is, and as incredible as an athlete as he is, like, the fact that, you know, we have people coming here in CrossFit gyms all over the world doing just the most incredible things, you know, reversing type 2 diabetes, like, is just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
So, you know, coming in here and working hard, and we've had several, you know,
I love seeing people's faces the first time they get a pull-up.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, we had someone in here the other day that got the first toaster bar, and it was like a, you know, incredible moment. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The joy that that brings is incredible, and it's that's the way it should be. Like,
first rope climb, I'm going to say it, Mimi, that was awesome when she did her first rope climb last week or something like that. I was like, yes.
And yeah, it's cool, right? We have multiple
huge
people.
Huge smiles, too, so that's
cool. And, like, really, you know, owning those accomplishments, like, whatever it is, you know what I mean? Like, we all have strengths and we all have weaknesses. Like, if your strength is on the barbell and all of a sudden you get pull-ups or you string together 5 pull-ups or whatever it may be, and that's a PR for you, like, own it, like, love it. Like, so what that somebody else can do 30 pull-ups in a row? Like, you're not them, like.
Right.
own the fact that you just did 5 pull-ups, like, that's awesome.
Yeah. So the to bring it full circle, the whole 10% as a whole it's worth more than the little bitty tweaks, which it's kind of.
I think, like you said, it's very individual, you know, and again, if anyone wants to sit down and talk with us about this, we'd be more than happy to do. You know, from the kind of action plan perspective, we definitely want to help people understand where they're at and where they want to go. They both have tremendous value. You know, looking at the 1% and how we can fix the 1% will definitely benefit, right? Like, I need to dial in my nutrition. Or from a small perspective, like, from a nutrition standpoint, like, my nutrition is good, apart from the fact that I can't stop eating potato chips. Like, you know, there's your 1% in your nutrition, right? Like,
so it's not that it's more important, it's that you got to do both.
Yeah, you somewhat got to do both. I think you can always work hard, right?
Yeah.
You can always work hard. But, like I said, if you have multiple things that you want to work on, then, you know, selecting those individually rather than looking at big picture and trying to change everything all at once. Because we all compare ourselves, and it's... We don't see what other people do. We see... You know, and the best example I can give of this is, and this isn't a CrossFit example, like when we bring Reagan into the gym, right? Some days she's on really good behavior. Some days she's tired or she's just not on good behavior. If she's on a good behavior, the amount of comments that we'll get that says, she is such a good baby, you know? And she is, you know, I'm not saying that she's not, but it's an hour in a nutshell, right? It's not a... 24 hours, like, okay, well, you should have seen her an hour ago, you know what I mean? Or you should see her at 7 o'clock when she's ready for bed, you know? And it's the same in here. Like, you'll walk in here and you'll see someone knocking out, you know, multiple pull-ups in a row, and you'll look at them and be like, man, they're knocking out multiple pull-ups. Like, why can't I do that? You haven't seen the 20 minutes that they spent before class working on pull-ups, or the 20 minutes after class, or the, you know, the hours of work that they've put in before, you know.
Right.
And we always see our flaws, right? Other people don't necessarily see our flaws, and I think that's a big thing. We know what we're thinking, and we know what we did well and what we did badly. Most other people don't see that. And so it's about, you know, rearranging those and seeing the positives that we do, not just the 20 negatives and the 1 positive, like flipping that. Like, see the 10 positives that you did. Know that you still had some negatives, but you got to start, like, owning what you're doing well too. And I think as a whole picture, as a human race, we struggle to do that.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So work hard. You know, find those 1% in stuff. If something is 100% off, like, you get 3 hours of sleep a night, it is a really simple thing to address, right? Just start sleeping more. As difficult as that sounds, you know.
Right.
But yeah, and definitely talk to me or Kim or, you know, Patty, and you know, we can definitely figure this out. But, you know, one other thing I want to say is that we are, I hope we come across as very accessible. I hope that, you know, people are willing to come to us with questions and talk to us. You know, I hope there's no intimidation there. I mean, I feel like I'm the least intimidating person in the world. But
what's the best way to contact if we have questions?
MSN Messenger. Just kidding. I was talking about that. AOL. Get on AOL. I mean, shoot us an email, set up a meeting, you know, whatever works, like, whatever works for each individual person.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, please use us. We have resources. We have been there.
I wrote you a note once, and you never wrote me back.
Yeah, that was inappropriate.
Fair enough.
CrossFit related.
All right, guys. All right. On that note, 10% more.
Keep on working.
If you guys have any questions, if you want to be on the podcast, let us know. If you want to talk about anything, have any topics, we're here for you.
Have a wonderful day, everybody.